Welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show, powered by 13th Avenue Media. We are very excited to take you on a journey to learn more about the incredible businesses, nonprofits, and community leaders that are here in Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. If you feel so inclined, please share this with somebody who might also enjoy it, subscribe, and write a review. Thank you for joining us and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show. My name is Sharon Feckety. I am the co-host of this fantastic show that we're putting on for you today, along with Amanda Payne, who is the president of Amplify Clearwater. Last week, I gave myself a different title, and this week, I'm giving you one.
No worries.
I think it's a sign of we've done a lot of shows.
Yes. We're just tired.
Yeah. So we're very excited today to bring James Poulter, who's the CEO of Chichi Rodriguez Youth Foundation. My heart is very full thinking about this foundation, especially being a part at one time in my life and running a pediatric office and understanding how much it's needed that we give back to the youth. And saying youth a few times could get you tripped up. So I'm going to stop. And I'm going to kick it over to you, James. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, ladies. Thank you for having me on the show.
We're very excited to hear more about you and this wonderful foundation. So, James, why don't you give the audience just a little background on, I know that you moved here in 2003 from England, from Derby, England, and you've been in Pinellas ever since. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey to this great foundation?
Sure. So yeah, me personally, I moved over in November of 2003, November 1st, actually, and got married on November 18th on Clearwater Beach, at the Hilton on Clearwater Beach. So I came over with four suitcases and started again with my fiance and wife and been here ever since. So lived in Safety Harbor, Dunedin, Palm Harbor, and now back to Safety Harbor, and we love it. Two kids. My in-laws are in town. I got my father-in-law, mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, nieces and nephews. So we're set. We're in a good spot. So we enjoy.
Now, are they
that.
Here just for the holidays, or are they here for good?
They're here for good. So my mother-in-law moved over first, which is why we came over, and we used to come and visit, and we'd go to the beach and go over to Orlando, and it was like, yep, Florida's a pretty cool place to live. So we made the move.
That's wonderful. So. I know that you didn't start right away with being involved in Chichi Rodriguez, but why don't you tell us about your journey there?
Sure. So while I was waiting for my work permit to come through, I actually volunteered at a couple different places, 2 days a week, actually, at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, right when winter was first stranded years and years ago. So I was at the aquarium when it was a little bit different than it is now. Probably not quite as good as it is now, but still a great time. And I still have a lot of good friends from there that are still there. So spent about a year at the aquarium and then also started volunteering at Chichi's in 2004. Started working in the after-school program with the kids, helping them with homework. And then the trade-off was I got to play golf and hang out with them and be a good role model and a good mentor. So it was really good for me and I enjoyed it tremendously. And then kind of slid into working with the kids in the summer camp program and then got a job in the pro shop and then ran the pro shop and got more involved with the foundation and just kind of went on from there. So, you know, very fortunate to be where I'm at with a great board and a great group of people and a good team. I spent 10 years as the COO. And then January 1st this year, took over as CEO. So good timing on my part for 2020.
My goodness. Wow. We were just talking to the CEO of the aquarium as well, Amanda and I, and having the same conversation, both going into this role during, you know, kind of a different kind of year. So congratulations to you, James, we think. So I really love the fact that you started out volunteering. And all of the stages of how you've worked inside of Chichi, because I think that knowing all of the different parts gives you such a great perspective, right? Now to running it, it's really kind of incredible. So what has it been like working with this foundation? Because I know it's so important for the children to have a place. And it doesn't hurt that you love golf, I'm sure, James.
No, I do love golf, and that's definitely a part of who we are, but that's not why we do what we do. So golf, you know, one of the things we do is we operate a public golf club and a driving range, and the proceeds go back to the foundation. But the main reason we're the foundation is our partnership with the Pinellas County School System. So we actually operate a public school on our campus, and we have about 90 kids that come to school here every day. So it's a fourth through eighth grade, an elementary and middle school. And we work with these kids to help them get back on track. They've been identified that they're struggling in school. And so they come to Chi Chi's and we help them get back on track with smaller class sizes and really good teachers and following the Pinellas County curriculum, but really just kind of giving them a helping hand to get back on track. And then we have the ability to track them through high school. As long as they stay in Pinellas County, we can work with them and track them through high school. And obviously the end goal is to get them to graduate and, you know, do whatever they want to do in the future. Give them a start.
That's really wonderful. And Amanda, I'm sure that you feel honored to have this wonderful foundation as a part of Amplify Clearwater. Why don't you have a little chat now with James just about what it's been like for having them as members and how we at Amplify Clearwater can just help amplify the needs of this foundation even more.
Well, you know, for those of you who know me, you know that education and certainly early childhood development, literacy are all important to me personally. They were something I worked on when I was served in public office and still remain important priorities for me today, probably related to the fact that I now have two young children when I didn't when I initially developed that passion, and now I do. So, you know, even being a mom, your priorities and your vision for what your children's future is, you know, kind of shapes who you are and who you become. So certainly childhood education, the early developmental stages, and certainly everything that James does at Chi Chi is so critical because, you know, they change lives every single day, right? And they change, and it's just a direct one-on-one impact. I have to say that night before last, I was over at Chi Chi's driving range with my two young boys. And I loved the, you know, on the side of the dividers between, you know, there's a testimony, and you see a picture of a little boy in a testimony, and it literally says, Chi Chi's changed my life. Like, I'm a different person because, and it's just such a wonderful, you know, that direct impact and understanding that without this wonderful organization and opportunity for our youth and our community, how many lives would be different and what their lives and futures would look like. So it's been an honor to meet James, to work with James. We've gotten to know each other through this pandemic. We met last January, I think, right, James? We kind of developed a relationship through the pandemic. You were as much as you could, but it's been just a wonderful opportunity to support Chi Chi and do everything that we can to really highlight the good work that James and his team do every day.
I love that.
Thank you, Amanda.
So James, you have been a part of the chamber for some time, and I'm sure that going into this new position this year has been a bit of a challenge. So we all like to hear about the resilience and the lessons learned. I think now, especially during this time when this airs, it will be a beautiful brand new year. I'm quite sure not everything will be completely different like some people think. Magic. It's right. A new year. You know, it's been a lot of work for you, I'm sure, and your team. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what it's been like for you in 2020 and what has this year taught you?
Sure. No, definitely. I mean, as far as the chamber goes, I think we've been a member for pretty much our whole entire existence. So, you know, 40 years that we've been involved with the chamber at some point, some way, shape or form over the years. So now I'm a big believer in chambers. I'm involved with a couple others in the area as well. And I think it's very important for businesses, all different ranges, all different sizes to be involved because, you know, it's about relationships. It's about networking. It's about connections. So, you know, I'm a big believer in all this stuff that Amplify does. And I think they're very lucky that Amanda is there right now too, especially to help them through COVID. So it's been a big deal.
I couldn't agree more. Amanda, yeah. Bomb. Thebomb.com.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I have to say, when you were saying that you hope things don't go bang change in 2021, I kind of do.
Well, I know they're going to change in 2021. We have the vaccine, so that's great. But I don't think it's going to be like this magic potion where everything just goes back to normal. But there's great hope for us now, right? And I think that we've all learned so much resilience this year. Now, I can almost hear my husband screaming in my head, when are you going to talk about golf?
Yeah, so definitely 2020, I would say, you know, looking at it backwards, you know, when it all started to go down in March, we actually had a fundraiser on March 12th. And if we would have had the event on March 13th, we wouldn't have been able to do it. Wow. We were sat at the event and everything was shutting down. There was a golf tournament in Jacksonville, the players tournament. They played one day and then it got canceled. And then the Valspar tournament was the next week. And then on that Thursday, it came out that there were going to be no fans. And so we were all disappointed that there was going to be no fans. And then a couple of hours later, it got scrapped altogether. So, I mean, March 12th, 2020 is definitely a one day that will go down in history in my mind, because we were doing a fundraiser that day and, you know, it helped us to get through the first couple months because that was a big part of our budget and they were able to get it done. And so, you know, we were thankful for that. We were thankful that we were able to stay open. I think that Florida, you know, I think we did some good stuff, some not so good stuff, but all in all, I think we did, you know, some good things as far as keeping golf courses open, which help people get out and get exercise. But also from a mental health standpoint, it was really big, especially for the first couple months. And, you know, operationally, we've seen an uptick in play through the summer of 2020, which we'll take. You know, it's definitely been good for us. You know, so golf has definitely been a thing that's benefited. It's a great sport. It can teach you a lot of different things about life too. So, you know, it's a good thing for the kids and adults. And we've seen a lot of parents bringing kids out and stuff like that too. So, you know, it's definitely been beneficial for 2020. Other things that we've learned, I think we've definitely pivoted. I think all these, you know, I would have invested in some online meeting platforms back in the day. I think you would have done pretty well.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody heard of Zoom a couple of years ago, but you know, there's Zoom and Teams and all that good stuff that people are involved with now. So that's been good. I don't think it's the answer long term. I think there's a lot to be said for gatherings and face-to-face meetings and looking at campuses, because I can talk about Chi-Chi's all day long, but until you physically come here and see it and see how it all works, you know, it is pretty cool and unique to see. Everybody has that 30-second elevator speech, but until you physically come here, you really kind of don't get it. You know, people drive by every day on McMullen Booth, you know, hundreds of thousands of cars a day, you know, drive by and they don't understand who we are and what we do. They think we're just a golf course. So, you know, golf is definitely part of who we are, but it's not everything. And then, you know, from a challenging standpoint, obviously fundraising has been challenging this year. We do plan 3 major special events. We were able to do 2 of them, but we normally do an event in December that unfortunately we've had to postpone. So, you know, from a development and fundraising side on the budget standpoint there, we've got some work to do going into 2021. But like you say, hopefully, you know, we get the vaccine rolling. My wife actually works in healthcare. So, you know, she's at a very busy time right now trying to figure out how all the different hospitals that she helps and support are going to be able to roll out and keep moving forward. And I think that's just going to ease a lot of people's minds to try and get back to, you know, there's no such thing as normal, but whatever normal could be.
Yeah. I was really honed in on you talking about how so many people don't know about what Chi-Chi Rodriguez is really all about. And I'd really like to change that. And so what we, you know, part of the reason that when Amanda and I were in discussions about doing this show, it was really because we saw a big need for people to be able to amplify their businesses in our own community. And how can we get the word out and how can we encourage others to really give back to their community? So let's take that opportunity and talk about how people within our own community can really help and make a difference, because you've obviously, as you just mentioned, you lost the December. It's really serendipity that you were able to do that last one in March. I mean, I wrote that date down, like that's like a good luck day, I'm pretty sure, forever. Yeah. It's close enough to St. Patty's Day, so I'll just say, you know, good luck for me, that's my day. But anyway, what can we do, James?
Sure. So, I mean, there's definitely many different ways that you can get involved. If anybody is interested in learning more about the foundation, we do a monthly lunch and learn. So it's the second Wednesday of every month, where we have a group of people that come out, and it's literally for an hour at lunchtime. We provide the lunch and you get a little campus tour and watch a video and learn a little bit more about Chi-Chi's and how you may want to get involved. There's many different ways from a volunteer standpoint that you can give your time. Obviously, we're a 501c3, so you know we do have a development side and the fundraising goals and budgets and public contributions. If people are in a position to do that and to support the kids and the education programs, obviously that's something that we always are looking for as well. But then also just playing golf, by playing golf and like with Amanda, when she goes to the driving range, you know, a portion of those range ball sales or the greens fees go back to the foundation because it's one entity, it's one 501c3. So when you come and play golf or hit balls at the driving range, you are helping the programs. So, you know, please feel free to think of us when you're coming out and doing that. And so, you know, we've got a lot of great community partners out there. Obviously, we're partnered with the Pinellas County School System, but, you know, our biggest partner is the City of Clearwater. I mean, they help us by providing the land and the physical campus, you know, help us, you know, the physical space that we can operate our programs. So, you know, without the community partners, we couldn't do what we do there as well.
Well, I'm coming to lunch, James.
There you go. Awesome.
Well, and if I could just for a second talk about what it was like to tour the campus myself, I think it's, you know, I think as James said, everybody has their elevator speech, and I can give you an elevator speech about the chamber. He can give you an elevator speech about Chi-Chi's, but I'd like to talk to you just from an outsider's view, my experience coming to campus, and it was just, there was such a warm, welcoming, just peaceful, right? And so as a mom, right, you think, what is this environment like for children and for, you know, what is a child experience in this setting? And it was peaceful. It was welcoming. It was kind. It was the environment you'd want your children in. I got to see some of the classrooms, and one thing in particular I remember that stood out to me in a big way. And so it was really post-holidays. It was immediately post-holidays that I was visiting the campus. And so I went down to like a little shop, a little separate building, you know, it was a little further down off of the main, where the classrooms were. And as I walked through, it was shared with me, there was like almost like a little general store for the kids, right? And there was all these little items that you could pick from, and kids, and they had little price tags on them. And so essentially each child was given the opportunity to purchase, in some way. I think they were rewarded for good behavior, right? And they had so many points to purchase and that kind of thing. And that's how that worked. So they were able to purchase through their good behavior, or through their work at Chi-Chi's and excelling in their studies, gifts for their caregivers, whether that be parents, grandparents, whoever, or the special people in their lives. And so just to give these little people that opportunity to bring back a surprise, just the excitement, but also what it instills in a child. If I work hard, if I try hard, if I do the best that I can, then I am not only able to do something to improve myself, but I'm able to care for others. And it was just such a wonderful takeaway for me, just to see it and experience campus and understand that they're not just teaching the curriculum, that's part of it, but they're teaching character and those life lessons that these children may not have had the opportunity to be exposed to, depending on their settings and environments, or have had limited exposure to. They're teaching them how to interact with each other, how to care for one another, how to care for those that care for them, and really teaching them the basics of the foundation of being just a good human being. So I can't speak more highly of Chi-Chi's. Probably a little different than your elevator speech, James, but I can't speak more highly about Chi-Chi's and the work that they do within our community, especially how they, you know, the change that they and the impact they have on children's lives.
Oh, you did a great job. I mean, the general store is definitely a special place. It was our academy director's idea a few years ago to reward the kids for good behavior every day. And you're right, they earn the Chi-Chi dollars, and a couple times a month they go and, you know, turn it into something that they can take back to their siblings or themselves. And, you know, it is nice to see, like, especially around the holiday times, you know, so it's pretty cool. It's a good program. Thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. Do good work.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. So I highly recommend everybody check out second Wednesday of every month. Free lunch. Who doesn't want a free lunch? And going to a golf course, I'm excited about it. I was thinking, of course, about my parents while I was listening to talk about it, that it's, you know, when there's volunteer opportunities and there's so many people that come here to retire, it's such a great way to keep moving and stay involved, is to get involved with the foundation at Chi-Chi's. So thank you so much for spending the time with us today, and really look forward to just telling everybody about what a great job that you guys do for so many kids that need it. And a lot of work goes into that. It just doesn't happen. So we're thrilled to have you here.
Appreciate it very much. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got a good website. People just go to chichi.org. There's ways to contact us there. My email is also on there as well. It's just real simple, james@chichi.org. And we can get you the information for the Lunch and Learn or any other questions you may have about the foundation or the different programs.
That's fantastic. Well, James, thank you for joining us today. And cheers to 2021.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'd love for you to share it with somebody else who might be interested in learning more about Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. To learn more about sponsorship, please reach out to Jennifer Burrow. Her email address is Jenny, J-E-N-I, @AmplifyClearwater.com. Thank you.